Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
Always nice to reconnect with a guy who's kind of become a, I don't know, a friend of ours. That would be Grammy Award winner Bill Gaither. His concerts in Florida always are packed,
yes,
and for good reason, and he's back in the listing area in Orlando and Fort Myers. That gave us the excuse, and all we needed was just a little excuse to invite him to be with us on the show, and you never know where the conversation is going to go with him. That's what's fun about it.
I know. He's won Grammys and accolades around the world, but he's really just a fellow journeyman.
You know what he really is?
What?
He's a fellow dog lover.
Oh, yes.
You always plan your visits, during February and March. You're a smart guy.
Well, the Lord leads in mysterious ways, but sometimes some very good, nice ways, especially during this time of the year. It's always good to be down there.
That's great. Of course, everybody knows Bill. He really is a living legend, Grammy Award winner, Gaither Vocal Band, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Bill, you have a birthday coming up, right?
Somebody said it was coming up, and so somewhere after 70, you just kind of, this is a true story. Last year on my birthday, I thought, what could I do? And so I scheduled a heart cath that I needed to get, and they went in and they found nothing. But when I went in that morning, they said, what is your birthday? And I said, 3/28/36. And you schedule a heart cath on that? I said, yes, and hurry up and get it done, because this afternoon at 3, I have a root canal I have to go to.
Oh, so, no.
That is a true story, and it gave them something to laugh about that morning at least. So
you scheduled both of those things on your birthday. That's amazing.
No, in all fairness, I made the root canal, but I did schedule the cath, and the cath turned out fine. I have, I think, about 5 or 6 stents, and they made sure there was no blockage. So this year, I'm trying to think how to top that. That was a pretty interesting birthday for me.
See, I totally believed you about the root canal. I'm a very naive person.
I just threw that in. So
that's great. Okay, so you're going to be, okay, I'm doing the math, 1936, you're going to be 88.
Yep.
Good for you.
And look at this, you're still touring and you're doing what you love. I think the last time you visited, we chatted about that and how life-giving it is to do something that you love and how the Lord has blessed you your whole life to be able to do this and to continue doing it. Man, that's just a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I just told Gloria, we were drinking coffee here, and I said, are we blessed? I said, this is amazing to be able to live this long, and 61 years of marriage. And then when God said, you know what, those are two pretty incredible people, I think I'll bless them with a beautiful little King Charles, or Cavalier King Charles dog.
That's right, your dog, yes. Yeah.
And the dog came along about 3 years ago, and I tell you, I don't want to over-spiritualize this, but boy, you talk about grace. That little guy teaches you what grace is all about. He's just beautiful, and just made our lives, which was already pretty special, even more special. So we're very grateful. We are blessed. We are blessed.
Amen. Trust
me.
We're
dog people.
We're dog people, and here's the deal. You can never over-spiritualize when you're talking about dogs. You know what I call it? I call it pause for reflection, P-A-W-S.
Yeah, you know, either people understand that, the dog thing, or they don't understand it. And we had dogs, big dogs, our first 25 years of marriage. And then when we were traveling so much, for 20, 25 years, we didn't have a dog. And now that we have got the traveling where we go out some and then we come back, and we said, we need a dog. And brother, when the Lord sent us Windsor, that was a special day.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm trying to convince my wife, Bill, to, we have a long-haired miniature dachshund. His name's Oliver. He's about 2.5. And we had somebody called in the show. We were talking about something, and they're like, oh, it just kind of came up that we have a long-haired miniature dachshund from a new litter that we have available. And I was trying to convince my wife, okay, if we have one, it's the same as having one as having two. It's not going to be that big a deal. She didn't buy it.
Well, I think you have a point there. In his case, it's really interesting. All he knows, really, are human beings. And, like, when he goes outside and sees another dog, he kind of looks at it and turns his nose up and goes off. He's not really that much interested because he's always around people and loves people, so it's pretty cool.
Well, yeah. He thinks he's human. That's the bottom line.
I know. And we think he is, so that's okay.
Isn't that funny how, Kate, what do? You make up conversations between you and your dog?
Oh, yes, I know exactly what she's thinking. I have a Chiweeny, which is part dachshund and part chihuahua. And she's just so cool. And she looks at my daughter as a wake up in the morning and talk person. And I'm like a wake up in the morning and wait till my coffee kicks in. And the dog will the dog's with me. And my daughter will say, oh, and then today we'll do this and we'll do that. And Nora just looks at me like, please make her stop talking. She's still talking. She just gives the look and you know exactly what she's saying.
you really wonder, how much are they really understanding? Because they look like they're taking in everything.
Yes.
He loves conversation. Of course, Gloria and I, every morning is basic. Mornings are beautiful for us. And it's just talking about something new that we've read or something new that we're thinking. I was listening to the prayer by Howard Hendricks there on the air while I was waiting. And when you have those kind of conversations, he just looks and smiles like he is taking it in. He just wants to be in the middle.
He just wants to be in the middle of it. See, that's the problem. If you get another one, he's used to being the only one, so that could be a problem.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, well, I wish you bring him down with you when you're going to be here in Florida. He can be the star of the show, literally speaking.
Hey, check our website, and I don't even know the terms here, but he has his own Instagram.
He does? You're kidding me.
It's called the Gaither Pup. You can go dial it in, and he's at the piano, supposedly singing with me.
Oh, does he howl?
You know what? He barks very, very little. This nature of these dogs. He will bark. We have black squirrels here, and every now and then he'll look out and see that, and that gets his interest. And we have a place where he can run here. So he'll bark at that, but otherwise,
great.
He's listening to me talk right now, and too bad he can't hear you two, but he seems to be involved in the conversation. So
let's talk about your tour stops here, your shows. Tell us more about what's going to be happening.
Well, the vocal band has been a stable. Gloria and I and my brother and then Gary McSpadden traveled for years as a trio. I've lived about 10 different lifetimes, and the newest one is the newest for the last 30 years has been with the vocal band. And in that group, I think I've sung with some of the greatest singers in the field of gospel music, just great male voices. And the current bunch is unbelievable. They're just wonderful. Been with me now for about 10 years, same bunch. And it's Reggie Smith, and Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Wes Hampton, and they're unbelievable. They're fun to be with. It's one thing to sing on stage, but it's another thing to hang around. In fact, they're coming up today for videotaping here in our little town before we leave and go to Florida for the weekend. We love to hang together. They're beautiful, sweet guys who love the Lord. And with fantastic voices, and of course, in a night with the vocal band, we've got to sing. I heard you play "Because He Lives." We got to sing a lot of the songs that we've written. "He Touched Me," and there's something about that name. "King Is Coming," and then all the new stuff, and then the most recent thing we have done is a project of 10 beautiful, what I call innocent love songs, that we sang to our wives last Valentine's Day, and it's all on video. It's been one of the most beautiful experiences that we have done, to hear those guys look at their mates, including this old man, singing, "You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. You're all that I long for. You're all that I care to be. You are so beautiful." We've got more comments on that. People saying, you know, it's just good to hear young men, I'm talking about them now, and one old man sing about their love and their devotion to their mates. And
that's
so
great.
We'll include a couple of those, plus all of our songs. This is going to be a great night.
Great nights. Okay, so it's Friday in Orlando, Saturday in Fort Myers, First Assembly of God of Fort Myers, and Northland Church in Orlando. We've made this textable already, guys. We realize radio's catch-as-catch-can. We know what that's like. So maybe you don't have any plans coming up, and you're like, oh, man, that would be wonderful. Well, we're going to make it textable. Producer Mark, the key word is?
Yes, the key word is concert. Just go ahead and text concert to 888-777-6810. I'll go ahead and send out links to both concerts and also to check out Bill Gaither's Pup right there on the Instagram page.
Oh, you
It'll
put that link.
It's Windsor the Gaither Pup.
Yes.
Windsor the Gaither Pup.
Yeah. He's adorable.
Perfect.
Oh, how cute is he?
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay, so go ahead and text us, guys, and we'll send you out the information. Bill, what can I say? We appreciate you.
Yes.
We appreciate all that you've done and how the Lord has used you. And whenever we talk, I don't know, I have permagrin the rest of the day. So thank you for being with us.
It was a joy to talk with you. And we always look forward to seeing our friends. And to do it this long and have people who have followed us this long and still send us emails and say, you two are like old friends, and I'm glad to feel that way. So
Yes.
Well, tell Gloria we said hello.
I'll certainly do that.
And Windsor, too.
And Windsor, of course. Well, that's of course.
He's on squirrel patrol. He thought he saw something, so I just, did you find anything, Windsor? Were they out there? Yeah. Can you say hi? I can't even get him to bark. Can you say hi?
Hey, Windsor.
Oh,
what
Windsor,
a good
how you
boy
do? Okay,
is.
Do your puppy voice, Kate.
Yes, you're a good boy.
You're such a good boy.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting. You know, we hadn't had a dog for a long time, and I used to look at people who'd say, you know, who'd talk to little dogs like that, and down inside, the smart aleck side of me came out and said, "Lady, get a life, for crying out loud."
Yeah.
And now I am one of those who talk to those dogs like that. In fact, I the other day I was saying, that little guy has made a mumbling idiot out of me. And Kevin Williams said, don't blame it on the dog. Don't blame it on the dog.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bill, thanks for being with us. Blessings to you. Can't wait to see you here.
Thanks. Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.